Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is week 11 of the 2025 NFL season. The Eagles host the Detroit Lions on Sunday Night Football. I'm Dave Uram from KYW Morning Sports with the sensational Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. Merrill, what impressed you most about Monday night's win?
Just the grittiness of it, that the Eagles just hung in there. It was an old-fashioned type of defensive struggle. The Eagles gave everything they had. They were tough. They made some mistakes, but so did the Packers. But it was a tough game down to the wire, and the Eagles did what they had to do, and they came away with a win. That's the big thing. To go to Lambeau Field and win is very, very difficult. Nick Sirianni will say that it's difficult to win any place in the NFL. But Lambeau Field is one of those places that is especially tough. Packers fans are loud and the place is roaring and it's cold. But the Eagles did what they had to do. They came up with a big play at the right time and they won the game.
And it's rare for the Packers to lose two home games in a row. So the Eagles had that up against them as well, but they obviously overcame it and were the better team. How much did Jalen Phillips reach your expectations on Monday?
If anything, he surpassed anybody's expectations. I mean, he's a good football player, and we knew that when the Eagles acquired him from the Dolphins. But he really dominated. He made a big play. He had a sack. He recovered a fumble. He did everything. It was one of the great Eagles debuts in history, I think. Think about it. Think about it, guys playing here their first game ever.
Yeah.
Go back, Carson Wentz. As a rookie, started and won his first game. And that was very impressive. And then I go back to years ago when T.O. came in, and I believe in his first game, almost on the first play, he caught a bomb from Donovan McNabb. But over the years, looking at debuts, and particularly defensive debuts, I think that this is right up there with the very, very best.
I can't disagree with that. I think that's well put. On the other side of the football, you know, Green Bay's defense is good. Not going to take anything away from them. But how worried are you, though, that the offense really didn't appear to build on any of the momentum it had before the bye?
Not worried at all. This was a different type of football game. It was played close to the vest, conservative in the way they ran the offense. But I'm not worried at all. When they needed the big play, they got a 41-yard catch and run by Saquon Barkley. And then Jalen Hurts threw a great pass to Devontae Smith, who went up and made a great catch. Yeah, so I'm not worried. It wasn't the offense at its wide-open best, but it was good enough to win.
You know, it doesn't get any easier. They have a short week, and they're welcoming a good Lions team to the Link on Sunday night. At this point, Merrill, because I know you watch every week, who do you think's better right now at this point, Detroit or Green Bay?
I would say Detroit. I would say Detroit. Detroit is playing very, very good football, and they're right up there as one of the best teams in the NFC. The Packers are still a good team, but now they are 5-3-1 and reeling a little bit after two straight losses. And I think that the Packers were hurt greatly by the loss of Tucker Kraft, their big tight end, who was a guy who Jordan Love will go too often, a very productive player. I think his loss is major for their offense.
I agree. He's having a great season, and I think they definitely missed him. They missed him on Monday night. Well, Merrill, always appreciate your time. We got Nick Sirianni talking today, so we'll get some thoughts on that tomorrow. That's the great Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.